Bro. Welcome back to another episode of When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. It has been about a little over a month since our last episode when we were at SummerSlam giving our predictions. Well, it is time for the next premium live event in WWE, and this one is live from Cardiff. It is Clash at the Castle. Should be absolutely massive. There's potentially, you know, four or five match of the nights on this card. Stay tuned after a word from our sponsors to hear Big Cuz run down the card and offer his thoughts and predictions. Thank you again. All right, that was our lovely sponsors, Anchor, and I hope you enjoyed that little ad. So we're just going to run down the card, and then we'll go back and talk about them. Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns, the champion for over 2 years in an undisputed WWE Universal Championship match. We have Matt Riddle versus Seth Rollins. Gunther, the champion, versus Sheamus in IC title match. Shayna Baszler versus Liv Morgan, the champion, in the SmackDown Women's title match. Judgment Day versus their former leader Edge and Rey Mysterio. Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, Asuka versus Bayley, Io Sky, and Dakota Kai. So we don't have a big card. We have six matches total. I know we have a rumor of Tyson Fury is going to show up. And you know all how every other rumor goes. You got Braun Strowman, you got Bray Wyatt, you've got this, you got that, you got Ronda Rousey. You know, one thing that baffles me is, if you look at this card, and I figured, you know, they're in Wales, you're sitting here and you're in Europe, you have McIntyre, Gunther, Sheamus. That's really it when it comes to European stars. I was really expecting, you know, Doudrop and Nikki Ash to make a run with the women's tag belts for them to be on the card. I was expecting more. I mean, you've got so much talent, and they're not being used right now, which I expected a bigger card than six, by the way. But let's start with Bianca Belair, the Raw Women's Champion, Alexa Bliss, and Asuka versus Bayley, Io Sky, and Dakota Kai. I was at SummerSlam when Bayley, Sky, and Kai came back, and Dakota Kai got the biggest pop of them all because, you know, she was the fired superstar. And it was a huge welcome return. And I really, truthfully expected Banks and Naomi to step up behind Bianca. And we got Becky Lynch helping her. And then we got Bliss and Asuka. It's an interesting concept. I think Bayley, Sky, and Kai win this match. Or as I said earlier, they're Bay, Sky, Kai. And, I mean, they're the heels in this. They're pushing that. Let them run with it. We have Judgment Day versus Edge and Rey Mysterio. This is a toss-up. Edge came back at SummerSlam. It's huge pop. And he destroyed the Judgment Day. And then Rey Mysterio joined him because Judgment Day's taking out them. And I think Judgment Day wins, but off of a Rhea Ripley attacking Dominic on the outside distraction. Allows them to pin Rey Mysterio. Edge doesn't eat the pin here. Judgment Day wins, but Rey eats the pin. Shayna Baszler and Liv Morgan in the SmackDown Women's title match. I think you have Shayna win here to potentially set up a Shayna and Ronda Rousey match down the road. We've teased it a couple times on SmackDown, and we hear, you used to be a monster, all this stuff. So that could potentially be a huge interaction between Baszler and Ronda. We will see. This match is the one that I said is going to be absolutely phenomenal. And for me personally, I'm going to go ahead and say it is my match of the night. That is the Intercontinental title. Sheamus the challenger versus the champion Gunther. I do not see any way that Gunther loses this match. They're making the IC belt prestigious again. And it is the only one that Sheamus does not have. He's that IC title away, I believe, from a Grand Slam title. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. I don't think he's ever won the IC. I know he's won US and tag and heavyweight, all that. This feud's been great. I mean, 2 weeks ago, Ludwig and Butch, Pete Dunne, brawled all around him and they never broke eye contact. They stared at each other. You're going to watch a hard-hitting match between two giants, and this is going to be the first IC title match on a pay-per-view since WrestleMania, I want to say it's 36, and Apollo Crews and Big E fought in that match. Let's make these titles more prestigious again. Keeping it on Gunther helps that. Then we've got a real-life animosity thing going on with Matt Riddle, which he gained Matt back apparently on Monday, and Seth Rollins. I think Matt Riddle beats the immortal crap out of Rollins. Rollins, I mean, it's going to be a classic match, but I think Riddle comes out on top because Riddle is going to be a champion within the next 2 years. I'll go ahead and mark that. He's going to be a world champion within the next 2 years. He is a megastar that people today can relate to more and more. Strap a rocket to his back. Matt Riddle beats Seth Rollins tonight. And then the match that's going to be the main event. Roman Reigns, the head of the bloodline, the tribal chief, the whatever the crap you want to call him, 2 year champion versus the challenger Drew McIntyre. And for honestly, the first time in a long time, there's really no, hey, Roman's definitely going to win this match. I think Drew McIntyre wins this match and breaks the titles back up. I know USA is frustrated because they don't have a world champion right now on their product for Raw. SmackDown's really getting both of them. I think they break the belts back up. We'll have a draft going on down the road. I think McIntyre ends Roman's reign tonight at Clash of the Castle. Do I also think that Theory is involved or Cross is involved? 110%. I really honestly believe that those two men will get involved in some aspect. But I still think McIntyre comes out on top to a huge, huge pop. I mean, a pop like when the British Bulldog beat Bret Hart at Wembley. You're going to get a pop when McIntyre beats Roman Reigns. There's also a rumor tonight that Bray Wyatt returns at the end of the show. We will wait and see. But I'm going to run back down to my predictions. I think McIntyre wins, Matt Riddle wins, Gunther wins, Shayna Baszler wins, Judgment Day wins, and then Bay Sky Kai wins. That is my predictions, not the other four guys I record with. These are Big Cuz's predictions only, not theirs. And I hope that, you know, all of them get to watch the show. And I can't begin to thank each and every one of them enough for all the help and support that they've given this podcast. And it's been one of the biggest things for me personally to have done. I mean, I believe next January, it'll hit our 3-year mark. And we're closing in on 9,000 plays. We're in 30 plus countries. Maybe this will get us some more. But I can't thank our wonderful fans enough either, because they're tuning in, they're sharing it, all this stuff, and it means a lot to my heart, and I know it means a lot to the other guys. So thank you all again. I want to give a huge shout out. When the Bell Tolls the Big Cuz became the first wrestling podcast to join a community service organization. We recently joined the East Rome County Ruatan Club in Rome County, Tennessee. As a member of Ruatan National, where we go out and help people in our communities, help better our communities. We do firewood projects, we do food boxes, we have a huge Thanksgiving dinner for our community at no cost. We help pay people's bills, we give fruit to our local middle school football teams, we put out flags for national holidays and honor veterans. It's also an organization where our host, Big Cuz, currently sits on the national board for. It's such an amazing organization, and for our podcast to now be linked to that organization is tremendous, and it'll help get the word of Ruatan out, and potentially we might get some interest in it that way. Y'all, this is a phenomenal organization, and for the fact that our podcast is now the first business organization in the world to be a wrestling podcast member of a community service organization is pretty dang cool. Thank you all again.
And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.